You're listening to SBS News.
The question of why the former Prime Minister was removed from the job still hangs over Mr Turnbull and his party. Speaking to a special Q&A program on the ABC, Mr Turnbull says the only people that can answer that are the people that engineered the coup: Peter Dutton, Tony Abbott, Greg Hunt and Matthias Cormann. Mr Turnbull says he does not include his successor, Scott Morrison, among those who ended his time in the job, adding he was not going to be like deposed Prime Ministers Tony Abbott and Kevin Rudd and be seen to be undermining his successor.
I wish Scott all the best in the election. I really do. There is a media narrative: Prime Minister is deposed by his colleagues. The deposed Prime Minister then goes off and plots to bring down his successor and overthrow him, right? And the media will write that story whether the facts fit it or not. Now, what I have done is quite the opposite. I have left the parliament, so I can't be a threat to Scott Morrison or anyone else.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has rejected Mr Turnbull's criticism, saying he did not engineer the coup that brought down Mr Turnbull, and is clear about why he shifted support away from Mr Turnbull at the time that he did. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been touring Queensland ostensibly on a big blue bus, but Fairfax Media revealed that he's been using a taxpayer-funded VIP jet. ABC reporter Owen Jacques tried to find out why during a press conference with the PM.
I mean, these visits aren't about sitting on a bus. They're about actually engaging with small businesses and our supporters and the people of Queensland and listening to them.
Then
and,
why take the bus?
Because it gets me from A to B.
Will you be taking the bus to Rockhampton from here?
Yes. The bus will be going to Rockhampton from here. That's right. I've got to get there earlier than the bus tonight.
So you'll be flying to Rockhampton?
I'll get into Rockhampton tonight, and I'll be. I've got a program tonight in Rockhampton. The bus can't get me there quick enough,
okay,
so I've got to fly.
To Rockhampton, the bus will catch up with you, and then you'll fly on Townsville?
And I'll be flying on the Townsville, and your point is what?
I'm just interested in the point of the bus if you're not on it.
I am on it. I just got off it.
In other news this week, Mr Morrison announced Australia is strengthening its relationship in the Pacific.
This is not just our region or our neighbourhood. This is our home. It's where Australia can make the biggest difference in world affairs. A strong, stable region keeps us more secure and enables our economies to grow and for our peoples to prosper. While we have natural advantages in terms of history, proximity and shared values, Australia cannot take its influence in the Southwest Pacific for granted.
China has increasingly moved into the region with loans for infrastructure, but Mr Morrison wants Australia to be the first port of call for Pacific nations. Oxfam Australia has welcomed some aspects of the funding, but says the funds shouldn't come at a cost to other vulnerable communities around the world who rely on humanitarian assistance in the form of Australian aid. Oxfam CEO Helen Zoki also questions the wisdom of providing more loans to struggling Pacific nations.
But we need to think carefully about facilities such as infrastructure loans for countries that have the challenge of actually dealing with national debt, and the actual model of working with the Pacific countries should be very much around capacity building, recognition that climate change is a major challenge, and trying to rebuild the resilience of those countries to actually deal with these issues, not just around infrastructure.
With only 1 week left to opt out of the controversial My Health record, the federal government has announced better protection for victims of domestic violence and increased jail times and fines for those who misuse the new record system. Tougher penalties and further changes are being made to the controversial My Health record legislation in a bid to assure Australians that their private information will be safe. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has told the ABC he's confident the system is secure, with the changes in response to a Senate inquiry that recently expressed deep concerns about loopholes in the system.
Well, these, of course, are changes that have come about. Most of these have only recently been raised as potential future issues. Again, no individual cases after 6 million people in 6 years. But significantly, we're very, very happy to take on board proposals and suggestions to change Labor's original legislation.
One change would mean those found guilty of improper use of MyHealth record data would face up to 5 years in jail, and the maximum fine would be doubled to $315,000. But some critics still aren't convinced. Privacy law expert from the University of Canberra, Dr. Bruce Arnold, has told the ABC the system will still be at risk of leaking private information.
We have a system where more than 900,000 people will have access to this data. We have a national privacy watchdog that has a culture of being very submissive, a watchdog that is grossly under-resourced.
17 million Australians have been automatically enrolled to My Health Record, with 1.1 million choosing to opt out. People have until the 15th of November to do the same if they don't want a record created on their behalf. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.